Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, one thing that Pat said to us, he said he loves that, he said you remind him of him in his younger days, how much you push, how much you draw in details. What does it take to go into the work of, you know, not just settling for results even when they're good, but finding every little detail to iron out as a coach?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, you know, I tell people all the time, anywhere I've ever been, I try to set the standard. You know, from day one, what's the standard for us on offense, right? I think, you know, we set that standard, and that's the expectation every day. You know, you can't ever let anybody go under it, right? The players, your assistant coaches, everybody, right? You have to keep them, hold them to that standard every day, and you got to push them. And you got to let them know, you know, as soon as you let one thing happen or one little thing, you're like, that's not a big deal, or, you know, you don't talk about it, then next thing you know, it becomes a bunch of issues, right? So to me, every day is just, hey, keeping that same standard, keeping the way we do things and the details and the how hard we coach them, because we want them to be better and we want them to maximize their ability. I think when kids realize that and they understand that we do care, even though we coach them hard, they know we want the best for them. And once they learn that, then it makes it easy.
Okay, how would you define the standard?
You know, when it comes down to it, when we set the standard here as an offense, you know, the first thing is we want to, you know, our goal is to average 50 points a game. I mean, that's a tough goal. You know, not many teams in the country do that a year. It's probably like one or two, you know. And, you know, what does 50 points look like, right? You got to be explosive. You know, you got to create explosive plays. You got to take care of the football. You got to be efficient throwing the football, right? You got to be able to throw the ball on first downs versus great teams, right? You know, you got to be able to run the football. Not just out in space, but you got to be able to run the ball when you have to run the ball and be physical to set the pass, right? But, you know, the standard is just doing everything the right way with details. We talk about timing, spacing, and rhythm a lot with the passing game. Everything's about the timing of the quarterback with the receivers. It's about the spacing. Coach makes fun of me all the time because I talk about, you know, when I pause the film, I want things to look pretty. Like when you set the standard, man, like, you know, when you pause that film, you see all the receivers, you see all the players and everybody's in the areas they're in, you want it to look pretty, right? You don't want people on top of each other. You don't want everybody, you know, look like they're all crunched together, right? Because being a former quarterback, it makes the quarterback job a lot easier when he drops back in place, when everything looks pretty and you know who to throw the ball to, right? So just setting that standard of, hey, we want things to look good, you know. And I think when players see that on film, they're like, man, this is what it's supposed to look like if you want to be an explosive offense.
One thing Pat also said was that he doesn't want yes men. He wants people to challenge him when he says something that shoots you. How do you go about challenging whenever you see something either in practice, in film, and be like, coach, this ain't right. We got to do it this way.
Yeah. You know, I'm just me, man. You know, that's just who I am. You know, if you ask for my opinion, I'm going to give it to you. You know, and I'm going to tell you what I believe and what I think and what I know creates a great offense, you know. We know that Coach Narduzzi and Pitt, we know what they know what it takes to have a great defense. He's done it everywhere he's been. He knows that every day when it comes to installs and every day the way they do things, he knows how to get that defense playing at a high level when the season starts, right? And throughout my career and as a player and what I went through as a quarterback and as offense coordinator, I know what great offenses look like. And I know all the little things that we have to do on and off the field to become that explosive and efficient offense. And so we're always going to have those talks and I'm going to give my opinion and tell them the things that, hey, this is what we did here at my school, or this is what I did in the past. And he's going to give me, hey, this is what I did in the past, right? And then we try to find the middle ground of how we can get the offense great, but also keep the defense great. Because you don't want to sacrifice both. You got to find a way to work together.
Okay, growing up with your dad, talk a little bit about the things you learned about football at a young age and why you gravitated toward offensive play calling. When did you first get interested in the game?
That's a great question. Growing up, my dad was a player. When I was young, and I was that type of kid that kind of always just kind of sat in his lap when I was really young watching film, right? Like, I'd always watch film with him, that's kind of what interests me, is kind of the mental part of the game. I was a good athlete, but I wasn't the most talented arm guy. The reason I thought a good college player is I had a lot of good players around me now, but I knew how to give them the ball, and I was that type of kid growing up where a lot of kids in college didn't get what I got, where I got to sit in a lot of meetings. I would, on my off days, I'd go and sit in the game plans, listen to what they're doing game plan-wise, because I wanted to know. And I just enjoyed being in there, right? And so I knew this is kind of what my calling was and what I want to do. And then also, you talk about, calling plays and all that, a great story that a lot of people don't know about is when I was at Valdosta State, we were doing the game plans. I would do my game plan. My dad would do his my second year there. And then we'd come together, and a lot of times we had a lot of the same plays. And so we were, it was always, we're thinking the same, both aggressive, right? And when he decided to let me go in the box and call it, that second year, halfway through that year, he goes, hey, are you ready? Like, you ready to go? Like, he's asking if I'm nervous, right? And I go, oh, yeah, I'm ready. Like, this is, he goes, I've called more plays, I've called more third and sevens than you have. And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, Dad, I've been playing, Madden and NCAA football. I've been playing NCAA football since I was, 5 years old, right? I've called a lot more third and sevens than you have, right? But that's kind of a great story of, why I feel like it's true, though. I mean, playing college football, I know some of y'all might have already played, right, the new dynasty or whatever, right? Like, it's no different than, a guy who's flying a plane, right? You got to do a simulator, like you learn how to fly off a simulator, and then you go fly a plane, right? Shoot, man, you go play, Madden and call a bunch of third and sevens. It's no different than calling them, in real life,
Your dad back up Dan Marino, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you learn any football from him? When you were hanging around the Dolphins?
No, I wasn't born then.
You're a young guy.
Yeah, I'm a young guy. That was like 89, 90, so I wasn't born until 93.
Oh.
He
was out of football by then, I guess?
Not Dan?
Yeah.
I don't even know, yeah.
Hey, as a former quarterback, how do you assess your quarterback room?
How do I assess it? Right now, Nate's the guy. He's the leader of the offense right now. He's the guy that we named the starter. And then you have really Eli's the guy that's pushing him. Eli's the guy who in spring was really actually injured most spring. People don't really know that. We talk about the hamstring he had, but he couldn't move at all. Couldn't move around, so he was having to throw the ball a lot from the pocket. And anytime he took off, he would kind of limp some. So with those two right now going to spring, Eli's really healthy. He's really pushing Nate. The one thing about both those guys is that they both – want to be the starting quarterback. Eli wants to be the starting quarterback. It's not like he doesn't want to be the starting quarterback. So all it's doing is making Nate better. And Nate knows he's got to, do the little things right and take control of the team, because Eli, just like any other quarterback, wants to play. And then obviously Ty's a guy who didn't get any really reps last year. He's moved into that third spot right now. And he's gotten so much better. I think the last week of spring, he really started figuring out what we were trying to do offensively and being coachable. And this summer, I thought he got a lot better because, he had that broken collarbone where he didn't get any scout team reps, nothing all fall. So while Eli was, playing scout team versus Alabama every day all fall, Ty was, sitting, rehabbing, right? So, just trying to get him caught back up into playing football. And then obviously you got Duggar, who's the baby, right? He's a guy who's probably going to redshirt, because he's got a long ways to go because he's a young guy. But he's got the arm and he's got the athletic ability. And he's a good kid. So we just got to keep working those guys. And a guy that I think people, you know, that I think has got some ability is a walk-on, David Lynch. You know, he was a freshman last year. Some things that people don't know about David is that he was actually a really good basketball player. Go watch this basketball film. He's a good athlete. And he acts like a pro, man. He comes to work every day, and he throws a nice ball, and he's a guy that's been doing well, too.
It really is such a young group of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
How is that an advantage, though, when you can really take these guys and mold them as you see their skills and abilities develop?
It's really good, man. You know, you've really got – and you're still molding Nate because he doesn't have a lot of experience. You know, it's not like he's been taught a bunch of things because he hasn't played a lot. But really behind him, you know, it's guys – I mean, you know, I asked him last week, I was like, hey, how many guys have y'all played in this office before? Nobody raised their hand. And I was like, okay, how many guys have y'all played in the game before? Nobody raised their hand, right? And it's like, you know, we're inexperienced, right? And so, you know, every rep that they get in summer, and I was explaining to them, and going into fall camp right now, it matters. It doesn't matter if it's 3 reps in a row, it doesn't matter if it's 6 reps in a row, right? Because we have a long ways to go to develop these guys. And you know, talking about, hey, where are you at as a quarterback, right? Like, it took Kenny Pickett 3 or 4 years to become an all-ACC quarterback, right? To be in the same system for a couple years, right? And so, you know, they have to be willing to be patient and be coachable, right? Don't try to do too much. Don't try to always make the big throws, right? Just play within the system, and once you make a mistake, try not to make that same mistake again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
How did you feel that the offense came along in the spring, and what are some of the things you're really trying to focus on in fall?
Really the thing that we're trying to focus on the most is really just marrying the run and pass game together. You know, for me, spring ball is to kind of figure out what the quarterback's great at. You know, what is he good at? We threw the ball probably more than anybody in the country this spring. You know, why? Because for us to have a great offense, the quarterback's got to go perform. You know, if we want to go win the ACC, we're going to play some defenses where it's going to be tough to run the ball. We know that. You know, you're not going to just be able to run down everybody's throat, you know? So we got to be able to throw the ball versus, you know, on one-high defenses, right? And so, spring we threw the ball a lot. Going into the summer now, you know, we're trying to, okay, hey, this is what we did well in the spring. This is kind of, you know, we've moved some players around different positionally at receiver and stuff. Okay, this is what our strength and our weakness is. Now, going into summer camp, okay, let's do what the quarterback does well. Let's call a lot of concepts that he likes, and also what our receivers and skill players do well. And then how do we marry those pass game into where now we can run the football and play action off of it? Because, like I said, if we can run the football, man, it makes fun throwing the football. So now we're working on that part, trying to be more balanced. Hey, how do we fit the pass game around the run game? That makes sense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor, I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.